Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 141, recorded on July 13th, 2013.
I'm Brent Koblin.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And we got a show.
Is this
faux show?
Show. Faux show.
Faux show. We got a show.
Showzel.
For showzel.
And we got a special guest.
Yeah, it's all the way from Cyprus.
No.
Or Caprica.
Something
Caprica.
Like that. No, no.
She's in outer space.
Is this her clone or is this the?
She's in,
the she, number one. What are they called?
She's in England.
England. All the way from England. We have Ashley Marie.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the show.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
How's it going?
Going good.
Well, now you, how long have you been doing your Minecraft channel?
Since August last year. So almost a year now, I think.
Wow.
Nice.
Things ramping up on there, it seems like.
Yeah.
And what do you like, what's your favorite kind of stuff to do in Minecraft? Like, what do you think is your favorite?
Mini games. That's definitely my favorite thing to do at the moment.
Which one have you played lately that is like the best and everyone should play it all the time?
Ooh, hide and seek on the Hive server. That is so much fun at the moment.
I don't know that.
We haven't played those.
Oh, yeah. I think I should play it. It's so addictive.
Yeah, my son
I feel
actually.
A little time, though.
So how does hide and go seek go?
Basically, you get turned into a block and you've got kind of blend in with the surrounding. So, and then there's like a seeker. So the seeker has to like try and see if there's any blocks out of place and just basically try and rape the people that are.
Very similar to an old TF2 game called Prop Hunt that we used to love to play.
Yeah.
And if you catch the little flying ball with wings in your mouth, you get 100 points, right?
Yes.
No, it's 150.
Yeah. It's a seeker, right?
Yeah.
No?
No.
I've lost Eric over here completely.
I like what you've done here.
Yeah, you know, you got to throw in the Potter reference every once in a while.
Oh, Harry Potter. I was thinking Legend of the Seeker. Oh, no. Trying to figure it out.
Oh, no, Dark and Rawl is not in Hidden.
Dark and Rawl.
But could be.
Awesome.
Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe.
So you got a crew of folks that you normally film with, or is it mainly you?
I don't usually film with just like one person. I film with like whoever wants to record with me, to be honest. So it's not just like a set group of people, to be honest.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person to record with?
Oh God, don't ask me that.
Okay,
that was your question.
Who's your least favorite person to record with?
I know.
Oh, favorite person that I recorded with so far is. It's when I did the teachers with Basher, KMI Films, Perpetual Jordan, and Lodge.zip.
Those are some good people. That's a good lineup.
Yeah.
It was definitely entertaining.
I bet Basher said something funny, didn't he?
Oh. When he was a teacher.
Nice.
Fabulous.
So how did you get into Minecraft?
It's a cross between In the Little Wood and my sister. In the Little Wood because of his parody and it looked pretty cool. And my sister because she had the Minecraft account. So I played on her Minecraft account for quite a while.
Oh, wow. So you were like one of those people when people go, I didn't grief your house. It was my brother or sister. Like that was you.
I did that once or twice.
Oops.
You got your sister banned from other servers. Evil.
It's true. It was funny.
Jeez.
I think I got banned on one of her favorite servers as well.
Oh, has she forgiven you?
Does she know?
Well, I think she found out that she got banned, but she wasn't quite too sure.
Nice.
She never found out why.
You never barring my account. Just yeah. saying that now.
So,
not
so,
that you'd ever want to. But.
Do you ever, like, does she ever go, how come I'm the one that got into Minecraft and you're the one that's hanging out with all the famous Minecrafters? Does she ever say that
because
to you?
She never did videos. She just played Minecraft. I record it.
Did she ever, like, watch all the... Did she know all these people you're hanging out with now?
No.
Okay. Because she'd be
jealous.
She
didn't watch Minecraft YouTube videos. She just knows I hang out with some pretty cool people.
Yeah. And like, have you met any of these people in real life? Have you ever like... Cause
I met some of the Jolly Old Brits, and that is about it.
Nice.
But I'm going to Eurogamer, so I'm going to be meeting quite a few then.
Are you going to go to Minecon?
No.
Oh.
It's too expensive.
Oh. I bet you could put chip in on your Twitch page and get people to buy you.
I don't think I'd get enough though. It's going to cost like $1,000, like something like that.
Yeah, but
the plane tickets are going to be expensive.
Yeah, they were about $1,000 last time I looked. I think they were a little less. But you don't put it up there if you don't get it. Get a new computer instead.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a
wrong?
Good use anyway, no. Right?
That's terrible.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, it can save up for next year's Minecon, which could be in England. And then you
that's
go in
true.
Style and you like party in limousines.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Save up. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Save up.
So speaking of limousines.
Limousines. Nice segue.
Thanks.
Limousines?
Whoa. I heard that Realm rides around in a limousine.
Realm?
He's one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
We have an individual sponsor from Realm. Realm, R-A-O-M. Does that sound right? Realm?
Rome?
No.
Wow. That would Realm be R-O-A-M. Wasn't built in a day, you know.
Yep.
What's he say?
He says, happy first anniversary, sweetie, on July 13th. Love you lots, Carty. Time flies. Is this to you, Ashley?
Probably not.
Really?
Not if your name isn't Carty.
Oh, is this probably Realm's girlfriend, I guess.
I would think, Carty? Maybe.
Yeah, you just got him in trouble.
I know.
His girlfriend's all like, what do you mean?
Who is this?
Ashley.
Well, their anniversary is today, right now.
Okay. Yeah. I was just a little confused because it wasn't like, I want to say happy anniversary to my sweetie. It's happy anniversary, sweetie. And I'm like, oh, thanks. I didn't know we'd been together a year.
Well, and then you're just supposed to read it like, love you lots, Cardi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you can play it over and over again to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a little smooch sound in the end. Put a little smooch sound in there.
Baby.
There you go. Maybe one of these.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Awesome.
See, watching in the night, all alone with you. Sorry. So this next one here is from Nasty Maya Nielsen, who says, I donated to you guys. Now go play my silly map.
Did you check your email?
No.
It's in your email.
Check his email. Your email, some email.
Yeah, he evidently made a map just for us to play.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
did we not play
yet? He's still working on it. He wanted our feedback and stuff like that. So
yeah,
we will definitely play that.
And I actually gave him his nickname. He was not Nasty Man until I gave him.
Oh, that's
nickname.
Right. He was.
He just
Nielsen
was
N or something.
Yeah,
or N Nielsen.
I think.
And we're like, I wonder what N stands for.
Yeah,
Nasty Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's a Nasty Man.
We also have a server sponsor this week.
Man.
Server sponsor.
Can anyone guess? We only have one, so can you guess who it is? Everybody in the chat room, who is it?
Who is it? Chat room.
Who is it?
Who's our server sponsor?
I bet you know.
By the way, it was Dennis N. He's in the chat room.
Yeah.
Dennis Nasty Man Nielsen.
Nasty Man. Yeah.
And High on Definition gets it right. It is the Watershed. Go to mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival and RPG world with townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more. They Grand River is actually going to be down at PlayOnCon, and they have sponsored the con suite. So it is actually the Watershed con suite at PlayOnCon.
Nice. Which also, is the build in it?
Which is this week. Oh my God, it's this week.
It is this
it's
week.
Like,
did you see the
3 days we'll be down there?
Yep.
Did you see the logo he made on
yes.
Watershed?
Yes,
made
I did.
A big Play on Con logo. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice stuff.
All okay, right. So
should we do this or not do it? Should we?
Do it.
Oh, not that one.
come on.
Our journeys.
Our journeys, everybody.
It's very empty. No one did anything this week in this thing.
Oh, well, I didn't. All I've been working on is PlayOnCon all week long.
I was not supposed to do anything.
You didn't do your Minecraft homework.
Just wave your hands and act stupid. No, that's the... that's any bumper, you can do that.
Yeah.
Well. But no, I have been working on PlayOnCon all week, and when I have had time to actually play games, I've been playing with you guys, but we didn't really do much Minecraft this week.
Yeah, all the Minecraft I've been doing is I'm still working on the same music video that I've been working on for a month now. Created a new texture pack, and that I'm just going to use, of course, just in the video. I might put it out for download. It's very cool. I hadn't found anything like this before, so I figured I'd just go ahead and make one. And I kind of researched how to make resource packs with sounds and graphics and stuff like that, using the new resource pack technique or whatever it is, or resource in 1.62 or 1.6 plus, I guess they moved over to the resource packs. And it's pretty easy to do. It was easy to find. I just looked it up in the wiki, and it had all this stuff. One kind of cool thing it lets you do is you can change the text and the for the Minecraft poem that plays before the credits, and you can change the credits as well. So you could actually have an ending to your adventure map that's custom to you if you want to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't need to do that, but I just stumbled across that. But it looks like we're going to be working on a map for a video that we're going to be doing. I don't know if I should say I guess Blockheads, right? We've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah.
We're gonna be putting together some pretty cool, sophisticated redstone creations, a custom texture pack for the set that we're gonna build, and also we're gonna play with the slash play sound through the command box. So we're going to have buzzers and cool things happening, sounds being played. That's the plan anyway. So,
it's a good plan.
Yeah.
we love plans.
Plans are good.
Plans are always good.
Yeah.
Hey, Boldle40 is in the chat room.
Boldle40. Get him on the show next time.
Yep.
He's cool.
That's what we should do. We're going to message you, Boldle. Will you answer us?
Boldle.
So, what have you been up to, Brent? What'd you?
Have
you been doing your FTB with the Curse guys?
No, I haven't actually played that in a long time. It just kind of fell dead. I was, I did a little bit of Cube World this week. I get a
Cube World.
Played that. I gave my account to my son for his birthday. He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it a lot.
You, however, are nonplussed.
You hate it.
I like it more than I did, but I still don't think it's as good as Minecraft.
Right.
I think it's just the adventure portion, and I'm still trying to figure out why that over any other MMO at this point.
Have you been playing Cube World, Ashley?
Yeah, I have, but it's not... I honestly am not finding it too interesting at the moment, so I'm hoping that when the updates for like more adventures and stuff come out, then I'll actually get interested in it.
Well, and that's it's kind of baffling. I mean it's like the whole Minecraft world's like, this is the best game ever, and I'm like, really? I have got to get that. And Brent's like, it's not the best game ever. And it's not that it's a bad game, it's just that it if I were to buy the media hype, it would be like, oh my god, why am I not playing this immediately all the time?
Yeah.
I bought it, but I can't play it. It makes my CPU run hot, or GPU maybe.
Yeah.
And it trips my it trips whatever
trips the breaker, and your whole house goes black.
Well, basically, it shuts the computer down because it's running too hot. All the you can hear the fans. I open up Cube World, it goes, and I can walk around for about 5 seconds, and then I hear beep, and that means you have 15 seconds to turn. Or to turn off your computer, or basically shut down Cube World. And if I don't do that, it trips the power and everything goes off. It's the weirdest thing in the world, but it's Cube World and I can't play it. So
yeah,
isn't that weird?
My kids love it. I mean, they absolutely love it. And I try to keep in mind that it's still alpha, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things coming forward. And I was looking. They are going to have servers just like Minecraft. Like, you'll be able to set up basically SMP server type things. So I think, you know, it's kind of one of these wait and see. Whether I buy another account or share my son's account, we'll see. But I think it'd be a lot of fun as, like, us playing together or playing with some people and going taking down some boss mobs. But I think that's the same as any MMO, right? Yeah. So, I'll wait and see on that. Speaking of my son's birthday, it was like Minecraft Palooza for his birthday. We had one of our friends, Christy, who she makes cakes, Christy's Creations. She made us a Minecraft cake. That's what my son wanted. It was the cake from in Minecraft, not like a creeper or something on it. He wanted it, and she nailed it. It was the cake.
Nice.
It tasted great, and he loved it. He also wanted an stuffed Enderman, which they don't make. So we had to go to like Etsy and like search for this, and we found this Enderman. It's probably about 3 feet. Maybe 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a monster.
And it was $40. It was a little more for shipping because it was in Canada, but it's awesome. I meant to bring it down here because it's really cool. And then he also got the torch that they sell on Jinx that you can put on your wall, but it's the Minecraft torch.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
And it's awesome.
Does it
really
actually
cool.
work?
It does. It does. I mean, it's not the brightest thing in the world, but it's a torch. I mean, it's pretty cool.
I need to get me one.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how the battery life is on. Is it an LED light, I guess?
I don't know, because you can't see in to the actual light.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
encased in the plastic, so I don't know exactly what's in there.
Does it get hot?
But I wasn't really feeling for temperature so much.
What does it smell like?
It smells like Wes's shirt. Like dog.
What does it feel like when you put it?
Bad or good.
When you put it down your pants, what is it? Does it do anything?
Oh, yeah,
special?
It does vibrate.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Weird?
Yeah.
That's
excellent.
Odd. Anyway, besides that, we recorded the 9th episode of Hardcore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
And so that challenge will be going out next week, and then we set the date for like the 23rd.
Yeah, the 23rd.
For the actual 10th episode where the 10 people will get to come in and try to kill us. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
We're ready. Ready for you.
We are logged out where we're going to be. We're ready.
It's going to be an event.
We're going to start it, and then we're going to taunt people, and I'm going to flip a switch, and lava is going to go all over spawn.
And when
can't wait.
Yes. When you fail to kill us, we will be laughing at you.
Yes. And the last thing is, before the show today, we got our server ready. We have an adventure map server that MC Pro Hosting does for us. That's kind of our behind the scenes where we record adventure maps. We got a map locked and loaded and ready to go after the show today.
And we edited our skins.
Yeah.
And they're personalized.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to go.
So that'll be our next adventure. I don't know if we'll be able to get any out before we go to PlayOnCon. Probably not.
How long is PlayOnCon for?
It'll be from Wednesday till Monday, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the con itself is Thursday to Sunday, but people get there early. And I mean, there's a lot of great people coming, too. We've got Good, Seth Bling, Mark IRL's coming, Pause on Pause, Rob Moran is coming, Rob Moran and Roman.
OMG
from
New Chad.
From OMG Twit. Chad can't make it.
Oh, no.
OMG Chad was going to come, but he couldn't find a good plane flight. I did send him a note and asked if he wanted me to do some of my super secret plane flight searching for him.
Darn.
But I don't think he's going to be able to make it.
So we'll just have to go to Petaluma, California and visit him instead.
That place.
Yeah.
What other gaming conventions or conventions are you going to this year, except for Minecon and PlayOnCon?
That's a tough one. We don't know. I know Eric is going to go to Dragon Con.
Yeah, Dragon Con in Georgia.
Dead Workers Party.
Yeah. We got the Columbus Day weekend. We're doing a little shindig here at our studios if anybody wants to come down and have some fun with us.
Mm-hmm. Minecon, of course, in November.
Yep.
And then I don't know about BlizzCon. I don't know if we'll go or not. Probably just watch it on TV, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See what they announce.
But is there like a Ashley Marie Con, too, or something like that?
Yeah. Ashley Marie Con. We're going to go to that.
AmCon.
That won't be happening.
I don't know. It's
in Cyprus.
It's in your
it's
house.
In England.
Weird. It's in your living room.
Oh, she can't even go to Rokan. Yeah. Cyprus. No. It's just not even fair.
Africa. It isn't fair.
I want else just turn up and just be like, "What's up? Where is Ashley Marie?" And I'll just be like calling up and just say, "Sorry, guys, can't make it."
So, what have you been up to this week, Ashley?
School last week. Last week of school, so.
Oh yeah, forever.
No, not forever. I've got my last year's next year, then I'm finished.
Nice.
Have you been doing any Minecraft at all?
Yeah, I've been recording quite a lot. I've just posted my question and answer vlog on YouTube, so that came out today. Did quite a few mini games because they're so fun to do. That's about it, really.
Okay. Cool.
So what do you want to do after school? Are you wanting to do like gaming, streaming, YouTube full-time, or?
Well, I would like to do YouTube full-time, but I'm probably going to go to university if I don't like make it properly on YouTube.
Right, right.
And you're doing Twitch too, or is just kind of YouTube only?
I do Twitch sometimes. I haven't really been the best on it. Like, I'll stream whenever I can be bothered to stream. It's just I'm never really good at doing streams.
No.
I'm not that great at streaming either. Like, I feel like it takes a certain type of personality that I am not.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm
more of a pre-recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to basically talk about everything.
Yeah.
Like, and I get caught up in the game. Like, and that's the problem. Like, I get caught up in the game, and instead of talking about the game or what's going on,
yeah,
it's
hard to
shut
talk.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I'll watch like Wolf, like, and he's a master. Like,
yeah.
Master streamer. Master Twitcher.
Master Twitcher.
Some people like Generic B. Josh is really good at it. Josh SDH, he's really good at streaming too.
Spoon is good.
Yeah.
I would say most of the big streamers will have other people on. Like Basher has been doing streams lately and pulling in a couple thousand people per stream. But never by himself. You know, people are never really by themselves, because then there's too much of a chance that you'll just be quiet and people will be like, "Dude, say something." And you're like, "Oh yeah, that's right. I was concentrating on the game." But if there's somebody with you, they're always talking and stuff, and I don't know. I think that really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least someone's talking.
Yeah.
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 I'd be like trying to do this show by yourself.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's
I prefer to, like, if I stream, I prefer to do it with other people than by myself.
Yeah.
Because I never know what to say. Like, you think you've said everything, and then you're just kind of like, "Well, let's go do this.
We'll
do that."
Yeah, plus, if you're playing something where, like, you actually are trying to pay attention to it, like playing Alan Wake, I got to joke around. There was some, you know, downtime in the middle there, but like for the most part, you want to listen to what people are saying. You want to see the plot, and if you like do that, then like your poor watchers. I mean, if they've already played it, it's like, "Oh, this is just the content. This is, you know."
Yeah. I think it's you know, like YouTube's like going to a movie, right? Like, you don't want any disturbances. You just want to watch your feature film, right?
Mm-hmm.
Twitch is like having people over to your house to play on the console.
Yeah.
And so, like, they come in. You're like, "Hey, how's it going, so-and-so? Like, what's up? What you been up to?" And you're playing the game. And you may not even talk about the game. You're talking to the folks in the chat. Like, those are the best streamers that make you feel like you're in their living room playing the console game with them.
Yeah. You know? And also, I noticed the real pros, like the people that are actually good at games. And there's not too many, as you've noticed, on Twitch. I mean, really, like, most of them are entertainers, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'd rather watch an entertainer than a pro. But when you watch a pro on Twitch, they never say anything. They're totally silent. And I'm like sitting there, like 8,000 people in the chat room, and this guy's just going off, you know? And I'm like, "I don't even think this guy has a microphone." And then all of a sudden you'll hear him like, he'll cough, and I'm like, "Oh, well, there is somebody there," but he's super concentrated.
Yeah.
Because that's why people are watching, because he's freaking good, you know?
Yeah, I suck at games, but I still record it.
Yeah.
We have the same philosophy.
I tried playing Amnesia. I didn't get to the end. I got about up to when you're about to go into the hall, and I was just like, "F this."
That's right.
Yeah, I quit on the second water level of Amnesia.
I didn't even get that far.
I'm like, forget this.
Is that the one where you like kind of go crazy?
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah. Oh god, I think I made it to right after you see the creature pass by the doorway the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I didn't even get that far.
I was
either.
Like, f this.
Yeah.
Like,
cause I knew what was gonna happen. I was just like, oh god, I don't want to be put through this again.
Like, I'd never seen anything from the game. Like, I didn't know anything about it. And like, as soon as I saw that creature. Like, at that point, you have no clue, like, there are creatures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no, this is too much for me. I think I peed on myself a little bit, so I shouldn't go further.
Yeah, we have that, the first time you ever played Slender is on our channel as well, and there was a pretty good scare in there.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
I think the only reason I knew there was a monster is because I watched a YouTube video, so I knew that there was a monster, and then it was just getting to the point where I was just like, God, is a monster coming out? So I was just like, I'm just gonna, oops, it just quit itself. Damn.
Well, and there's also something real, like, and I hate to devolve into this, but like Amnesia, like when you see something, your goal is to go find somewhere and hide. Yeah. Like, and you don't want to look at it. So like you sit there and you wonder, is it behind me? Is it there? I don't want to turn around and look at it.
Yeah. It's like, I feel better just not knowing. I feel safety and
just kill
and
me
ignorance.
If you're going to kill me.
Yeah.
Speaking of ignorance and safety.
Yeah, speaking of that.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Worst segue ever.
You guys have a way of getting onto topics. It's brilliant.
Thanks. We're pros.
Speaking of...
We're not pro, we're entertainers.
Is that it?
Yes. You can only be one. Well, it might be somebody.
We're pro
both.
Entertainers.
There you go.
Hey, that's
protainers?
Protainers.
Yes. Protainers. We're good for teeth. We'll straighten them. anyway, great. Speaking of loots and crates, you can go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and use the code DEAD to get you $3 off. And basically, it's a bunch of geek and gaming gear that they send you monthly. So if you use that code, you'll get $3 off, and it's about $10 at that point. So it's pretty good stuff.
Yep. You can decorate your cubicle or your house.
Yeah.
Or your bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah. You can put all that.
And then after a couple of months, you'll probably have too much. You'll be all over the floor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
All over the floor. You can decorate your parents' bedroom.
Yeah.
Or do this. Like, here's an interesting idea. Get one, like, subscribe just... to do this, right? Okay, so each month you get a box, wrap it up in like a present, and the next person who has a birthday, give it to them.
There you go.
You don't know what's in it. They don't know what's in it, but it's kind of a cool like gift of like crazy stuff.
That's pretty good.
What if they don't like gaming?
Well, then they shouldn't be your friend.
Yeah, you that's know? True. Yeah. That's a good point.
If your friends don't want to dance, then they're no friends of mine.
That's right. If you're in a cold region, you can burn it for warmth. Mm. Like a little inferno.
Yeah.
Put it in an incinerator.
So there were some launcher updates this week. Did you know that?
I do now.
So the Minecraft launcher has been getting a lot of the attention from the devs, and they're introducing an automatic crash reporting system in it.
Cool.
It's called Hopper, and it'll send a report every time the client crashes.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
You're going to get...
So, like, it's going to help them fix, theoretically.
Yeah. That's good. I like that, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's smart data to collect. But, I mean, really, like, putting in that kind of debugging process, like, late in the game, seems like it probably was a lot of work. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you can opt out of it if you want, but in the launcher 1010, you can opt out of it, or you can allow your information to be collected and sent to Minecraft.
I'm going to keep mine on.
Yeah. I think turning it off.
I don't know how to use it.
I think turning it off would take effort.
Yeah.
So I probably won't.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Good. Well, by default, I guess it's on, right?
Yes.
So you just don't mess with it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactamundo.
It's like a chicken pox. Don't mess with it. Don't scratch those things. Yeah. It'll leave scars for life. Yeah. Just leave it. Leave it alone.
That's true.
You know?
Plus, you can get a vaccination so that your client doesn't crash. Okay, so next piece of this is kind of interesting. Notch showed off a cease and desist letter that he got from Putt-Putt LLC. Did you see this?
Yeah. Wow.
I watched it when it came out. I was laughing. Evidently, Putt-Putt went to YouTube and typed in Putt-Putt, and what happened is a lot of people's videos of them playing a little Putt-Putt map showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And so Putt-Putt was like, Mojang is stealing our IP or our trademarked name. So they sent...
What?
Yep, this is no joke. So they sent a letter to Notch saying, you are infringing on our trademark and you shouldn't use it, blah, blah, blah. And here's the reason why. And it's a list of YouTube videos with Putt-Putt in the title. They blamed him for all these people's things.
I think everybody should download this and like fill it out and send it in, like with their own names, like sign it with their own names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just inundate them with like millions of paperwork.
Yeah.
Like where they're like looking through it. One of them Notch. One of them. Does any of them?
So look at that last on the second page. They're seeking money for damages and or a reasonable royalty for the past infringing use. So they're basically what's the word? Extortion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, really, that's what you do when your trademark has been infringed is you write them and say, you owe me money because you're cheating me. But this is just freaking stupid.
Yeah. It's not really Mojang's fault. Is it like a map that's been created?
Yes.
Called Putt-Putt.
And
so it's not really their fault, really. It's the person that created it.
Exactly.
Like
and
the map.
And it was on Xbox 360 edition, no less.
Yeah,
oh,
so
yeah.
Mojang should be the one sued. Should be the one that made the map.
Well, doesn't the terms of service say that they're not held reliable? Just like, say, if you go and buy a handgun, a Smith & Wesson, say, right? And you kill somebody. Is it Smith & Wesson's fault?
They've been sued.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bad example.
That's the thing. People can sue for anything. These guys are just morons at Putt-Putt. I mean, look at their courses. I mean, they're so easy and simple. They're obviously morons. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what? Come sue me, Putt-Putt.
Yeah. We ain't got no money, though, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Putt-Putt's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the really baffling thing. I mean, someone had to look at this and, like, not think about it. You know what I mean? They had to, like, look at it and then not ponder what was actually going on in all those videos.
So what is the map Putt-Putt about? It seems like it's something to do, like, mini golf or something.
Yeah.
We did one, didn't we? We did some sort of mini golf thing.
I think so. But we called it mini golf to make sure we didn't get sued.
So that Putt-Putt place couldn't understand that it was a mini golf map,
right?
Which people have to putt golf balls into a hole.
Yep.
So it's Putt-Putt. I'm doing a search on YouTube right now to see what the first thing is. The first thing that comes up: Putt-Putt does some things again. From Peanut Butter Gamer. What is this? It's not even Minecraft. It's a ton of Putt-Putt stuff, but it's not Minecraft.
They probably did a blanket cease and desist. Basically, the lawyer probably said, hey, we need to make some money. Why don't we sue all the people who are using all the trademarks?
Yeah.
So the Mojang has not complied with the cease and desist. And, I mean, really, it's...
They shouldn't.
What are they going to do? They contact everybody? Hey, take your video down.
Yeah,
we're getting sued.
I mean, obviously, they can't. I mean, the only way they could is if they basically said, okay, you've got to take down all Minecraft videos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you can't say, you got to take down all Minecraft videos that deal with Putt-Putt. Like, what's next? Like, you know,
well,
if
Nintendo,
it has a McDonald's in there...
Nintendo was attacking, too. They said everybody who has any sort of Sonic map or Mario map, take it down.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That would be pretty... That would make us screwed. Like, literally, we wouldn't be able to record anything.
Yeah.
Without someone just being like, right, that's taken from us. Take it off.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Mojang ignoring another cease and desist letter given to them.
Yeah.
Worst idea ever.
I agree, Notch. Yeah. Absolutely.
So what's this next one here? Bebop, one of our top close and personal friends, has had a job change within the Air Force. Yay! However, it leaves him with less time to do the Minecraft Monday show.
Boo!
Yeah. So So he's looking for researchers to assist him with the creation of the show. And he's got a web form up for people. Right?
Cool. Yeah.
You guys should go apply to soon.
Fancy.
Sorry, I was looking for it over here. There we go.
We should just tell him to like listen to the show and then like repeat everything we say.
Right? I think we should all apply and just see like if any of us get it.
Yeah.
And he's pointing out, however, that you've got to be serious about applying, and it's not a way of giving your friends a hookup on the show. But, you know, if you're friends of ours and you get this job, remember us.
Because Bebop's huge. That guy's going places.
Yeah.
You just watch. Soon he's going to be with some big company. It's going to be awesome.
I know, right? Somebody's going to snatch him up.
I know. Say, like, you're working with us.
He's going to start working for, like, the putt-putt guys or something.
Those guys are jerks. They don't have good taste.
Horrible taste.
I know.
Have you seen that windmill? Like, every...
I know.
Every... Anyway.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even, like, generate any energy or grind any corn or anything.
Yeah. Now, see, that would put them in the news, right? If they said, okay, every single one of our windmills on our putt-putt courses, we're actually going to generate the electricity for the whole putt-putt course. We're going green.
Yeah.
And it's not easy being green.
Not easy being green. Okay, so Minecraft servers might start having ads. Lauren Hoxson over at GigaOM has highlighted the emergence of a new business selling ads in Minecraft. There are two companies vying for advertiser and server owners, Adventurize and AdCraft, both of which use bucket plugins to get ads into the game via server chat. Although AdCraft has stated that they plan to take advantage of the modding API when it comes up. However, the inclusion of ads onto servers might kind of make some SMP players mad who just kind of want to get onto their favorite servers and play. But let's be honest. Like, okay, when we were on some of the big servers that we've been on, like DMCraft or Hypixel, were we reading the chat?
No, it flies too fast.
It's too fast. You're not paying attention to it. If an ad were to get thrown up there, it might get seen by thousands of people, but how many of those are going to read it?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be chat-based. Like, I wonder if they can figure out something to basically do a pop-up somehow. Like,
do you know what would be cool?
What?
If you just had, like, this new block, which basically was like a banner for advertisements.
Or
basically have billboards that change.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That's like Second Life or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it might just be something that appears at spawn, you know, like basically you have a big board with kind of a server based, like every time you log on, there's a new ad up there. That would be pretty awesome.
And then every 30 minutes, it teleports everybody back to the room where they can see the chat board with all the ads.
Oh,
and then they can go on their way.
That would be pretty annoying.
I'd like if they had one of those, you know, when you're at the beach and you see a plane go over and it's got the banner that's dragging along behind it. I would love to see that because it's not in your face. And if you see it, you're just like, oh my God, hey, look, look, look. And you're squinting. You're trying to like, what does it say? You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I think
that'd be cool because then it's perfect. Active. Yeah. And it's interesting.
It makes the game feel realistic and gets ads in there without being intrusive.
Yeah.
Like mirror the real world kind of billboards and flying planes, big blimps.
A
Goodyear
yeah.
blimp going through.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Putt-putt courses. You know,
yeah, courses, I mean,
maybe it's like some of those big ad ships in Blade Runner when they would fly by and they had the big ads on the side of them.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a direct tie into like why putt-putt is stupid, why they're morons. Like, they're getting free advertisement in a huge game by people making putt-putt courses, and instead they want you to take them out.
Yeah.
Because who, like, sees putt-putt courses? Like, all I see is, like, you know, adventure golf and things. I don't... whatever. You suck, putt-putt.
Absolutely.
This is just going to be, like, the joke of the day, just putt-putt.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
This is going to be, like, near the end of, like, the stream, and it's going to be, like, so, putt-putt.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this next one here, help shape Stockholm 2023 and win Mojang swag. Duncan Gear reported over at Wired.com this week that Swedish architecture firm Equator has teamed up with Mojang for a design competition. HSB Stockholm is housing a company, has picked a site in Kungsbroplan, Stockholm, for a project in 2023 to showcase ideas for Stockholm's look into the future. That's nice. Kind of cool. So Equator recreated the site in Minecraft and is inviting Minecrafters to come up with ideas. Three winners of the Equator competition will win unspecified Mojang swag and have their work included in Equator's proposal to HSB.
What's Mojang swag?
I don't know exactly what it is, but probably stuff off of Jinx.com is my guess. Like a t-shirt or
not just current or hat.
Torch. Yeah, maybe you can get a money hat.
Yeah.
Maybe they list it on the site. Did I scroll by some swag? But yeah, you can go over to that site, Equator site, and runs until the end of July, so not much time left there.
Sweet. Augmented reality?
What?
Yeah. I was just thinking about it.
Really?
This augmented reality, I think, is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. How about augmented Minecraftality?
I like this.
So a company called Deco has created an iOS app that will let people bring real-world objects into Minecraft. So there's a series of images that we'll provide a link to in the show notes. So you can use your iOS device to take a picture of an object, and once you've got things the way you want them, it'll generate a Minecraft world with a 128 by 128 cube representation of the object. So the app is still crawling its way through the App Store approval process. We don't know when it's going to be out, but still, that's kind of cool.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like here they show an inflatable owl in the office.
So, but that was made in Minecraft?
No.
Or no, oh, it's taking real world objects, scanning them. Oh, okay, so it's going back, right?
And then there it is.
Well, there's been a lot of 3D scanners before, even back in the Amiga days.
A 3D scanner that turns it into Minecraft?
This is your iPhone.
Yeah.
Take a picture on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, technology has changed since the Amiga days, but this isn't anything new.
That owl needs some help.
But the twist is that the model gets imported into Minecraft. So.
Yes.
But that's really cool.
It's very cool, but that owl needs some help.
Well, you know, you can go in and kind of touch it up and
smooth it out. A lot of help.
He looks sad and like he's rotting. He looks more like a Walking Dead owl than a
Yeah, I think
maybe
disease.
He's the Phantom of the Owl.
Maybe
something like that. There's the original.
He just decided to roll in some mud.
Original?
Yeah, dirty owl.
Yeah. Maybe he just needs to clean off the his iPhone. Maybe it's just a bad picture.
Ah, there might have been some smudge.
But still, cool technology.
Awesome, dude. So what about a virtual Minecon?
What about it, Eric?
I wonder if one has been announced yet.
I think it has. 19th through 20th in October. So this would be right after the Dead Workers Party.
Yeah. It's at creeperevents.com. Virtual Minecon. You know, let's see. Did this happen last year?
No, that's MCSE. Minecon Server Edition.
Oh, that's right.
Last year.
Okay. This one is...
That one's advertising as well.
Oh, it says last year we had hundreds of visitors. Who couldn't go to Paris. They did do this last year.
We're supposed to be in one of these. I don't know. I don't know how many emails to, like, there's a ton of virtual Minecraft conventions this year, I think.
Ah, okay.
So, I think I think Watershed is actually doing a Minecraft convention. If they're not, they are now.
Nice.
Right? No? But you know what I mean? Like, it's one of these things where if you can't go to MineCon, why not do the next best thing? Enjoy it with your friends online who also couldn't go?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think it's great. I don't know how to choose which one. I would look at them all, maybe, and if they're on different weekends, go to them all. If they're on the same weekend, then check out when the guests are and go see your favorite guests that way.
Oh, yeah. It says you guys are on this one.
Okay, so we're doing this one.
Oh, yeah.
So go to this one. This is the best one.
Absolutely.
You heard it here, and you'll keep hearing it here.
Over and over and over again.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah. Listener contributions this week
is sponsored by Audible.
Audible.
With over 100,000 selections, you can get a free audiobook if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft. Right? Yes.
Yes.
Get a 30-day free trial and a free audiobook. And you'll help support the show. Like, all of these things, if you do the stuff that we're telling you is free to you, you will help this show out. So if you have not tried Audible and want to give it a chance, go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, get a free audiobook. And if you subscribe, you'll get a free audiobook each month and 30% off all additional purchases.
And there's a ton of books. A ton. If you weighed them,
they would
how many tons do you think it'd be?
About how heavy is your iPod? Your iPhone?
Half a pound. Is it a pound? A full pound? I don't even know.
We'll go with ounces.
Ounces? I don't know. Three, okay. Six,
but
12.
That's it. Instead of having tons of books, they can all fit on your phone.
Ah, yes, yes. Five tons of books.
I like getting books, so...
Yeah.
I'm like the, you know, like... paper books.
I love books. Did you
like to read them?
No, we hate books. Shh.
No, I love books. Eric likes listening to books.
Yeah,
so I like listening to books.
So we make a good team. I like read books, and then I say, "Hey, Eric, you should listen to this book."
Yes.
Well, why don't you just read it out loud to Eric?
Because that's why he's got Audible.
Oh, see, saves everybody time. audibletrial.com/theshaft. Okay, this first one here is from Nasty Man, who says, "Brent, check your email. I sent a map made especially for you guys." And I did, and we'll play it. I promise you.
Nasty Man.
We got some Star Wars to do first.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
And the next one from Spoon Jar Spoon. Spoon Jar? Spoon Jar Spoon.
Maybe it's Jar Jar Spoon.
It's kind of a cool name. "Hello! A little while ago, I asked about a series where you had to collect every item in the game, and I'm glad to say my YouTube channel is growing, and I have 200 channel views already.
200!
He has 200 channels. That's a lot.
Yay. We have three, and that's a lot.
That is a lot. Even though I won't be able to upload anytime soon as my collarbone is broken, I love making and editing YouTube videos and love the show. Sorry about your collarbone."
Yeah, that was a really... of all the bones you could have broken, that probably was a poor choice.
It just sounds like it hurts.
Yeah.
That's like the handlebar kind of bone right here.
Yep. And it holds your whole shoulder in place. So anytime you move your arm, it's bad.
Sure it was a...
Just imagine if you're in bed, then you just kind of start going onto your side where it's broken.
I know.
No, just thinking about that would be... press on your collarbone. If you're listening to this, press on it and imagine that just snapping in two.
Snap! Into a shrimp drum!
God, that's just really awkward now.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. So speaking of awkward, we have one here from Cheddarface who says, "Why is it that the one time you do a mod show is when I'm unavailable? Sheds many tears of sadness. Love you, Wessie."
Thanks, Cheddarface.
In the kissy faces.
Cheddarface loves me. He was very upset the other night.
Oh, we were going to play a game, and then he got kicked or something. Did you want to tell him that you kicked him?
Huh? I didn't know such thing.
I'm joking. I'm a funny man.
He was really upset. He's like, "You finally played TF2, and I'm on, and you invite me to the group, and I get kicked out."
And he sheds many tears.
It's manly tears.
I know. I just wanted to keep pointing that out. Many, many, many manly tears. I don't get that. Why
Mini man
they?
Tears.
Mini man.
Mini man. Mini man tears. See ya.
Mini man.
Except she's probably not mini, but you know.
Yeah. Weird.
"He had many tears shed in his Mini Cooper. See ya." Something? No? Okay. So from Satoru17 goes on to say,
"Hey guys, I have played Minecraft for about a year and a half, but my parents still think it is a waste of time. How can I convince them that it is a great game and that you can do anything in an hour of playing time?" That's kind of weird.
You can't really do anything.
Well, you can do most things in an hour.
He's saying his parents probably don't let him play an hour a day.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you need more than an hour of playing time. Okay. I've tried to tell them that it is a lot more creative than watching TV, but they can't seem to grasp the pure awesomeness of Minecraft. Thanks. Love the show.
So,
I don't know. My sister did that to my nieces and nephews, and it was like, I was stuck in the same position. They're asking me, come on, how do we convince her that... I'm like, I don't know. She's my sister. She can beat me up.
I'm gonna give you some advice here. The first thing is, tell your parents that you will end any discussion of the game with them. That they will never have to hear you talk about the game.
Oh, that's a good. That's
ever
good advice.
Again,
that's why my sister banned them. She was sick and tired of hearing them. Everything was Minecraft. Everything could be related to Minecraft, and she just fed up with it.
Yeah.
You know what? I had to explain to my mom and dad yesterday what Minecraft was. I made it sound so shit.
it's hard to explain. Really?
I was just kind of like, well, there's blocks. You go around, kill things, build stuff. Yeah, it's a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, there's a couple angles I think you can take. Mm-hmm. First off, tell them that working with redstone is kind of like doing electrical circuits, and like it allows you to do creative kind of physics stuff in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of, like, you can build a lot of very complex things with redstone. And I think if you talk about it like working with a circuit board, that might be a way to get them to look at it as educational. Another thing you could do is go to the Minecraft EDU site and look at what they're doing with it and say, I want you to see what professional educators are doing with this.
Yeah.
Because I'm sort of doing this, but on my own. This is how I'm spending my free time.
Yeah.
The last thing that you can do is you could try and make some presentations. Film it. Make a video for them. Show them, entertain them with your video, and then you will show that you're learning a couple of things. You're learning how to play Minecraft, how to build stuff, how to do video editing, which actually can be fairly profitable if you learn how to do it well. And yeah. So, I mean, there are a lot of skills here you can leverage that will be better than sitting and watching the King of Queens on, you know, on repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things, like my son, of course, played Minecraft for a while now. And the thing that I was the most impressed, I mean, he showed me all these cool buildings that he's done and structures he's made and this or that. But he's stepped outside the game to do other things. Like, he saw me working with Minimator. And he's like, can I play with that? You know, can I use that? So I loaded that up on his machine. And actually, I told him to go download it. So he actually did it all himself. You know, went, downloaded it, installed it. And he said, hey, come look at this. And the animation that he created with Minimator was as good as anything I've done on it. You know, and so to me, it was like he stepped outside of playing a game and actually is using his brain, showing me that he's not just playing a game.
Yeah.
He's actually learning something, and it's a learning experience, and parents love that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to see that their kids, like, he comes home with stories from writing at school that he gets really good grades on, and they're really creative, and they're about Minecraft. And so then it's like a ding, ding, ding. This obsession with a game has led to him want to create mentally with writing. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, show your parents that side of the game. Not that you're just, you know, playing the game.
Yeah.
That you're actually using your mind.
Like, don't show them, like, PewDiePie videos or anything. Because that won't sell them.
And Bodil evidently says that he shouldn't let his parents see his videos either.
Yeah.
Yeah, show them, I was going to say, if you can find a copy of, like, you know, Yogscast Paycheck, show that to your parents.
And
get that from playing Minecraft.
And Astrogali did add something here. He said, surely playing a video game which makes you think and interact has to be better than vegetating in front of a TV set. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Wow.
Wow.
Some TV shows which don't mean that you have to vegetate in front of the screen.
This is true.
Yeah, it depends. Like, I watched
Hey, well, you know, that goes into our Netflix, but yeah, I'll talk about this later. I watch educational stuff on Netflix. That's what I like to watch.
But as your mom is turning off Jersey Girls, is that Jersey Wives?
Jersey Shore
or Mob Wives, whatever it is. Explain to her. Don't do that because you'll definitely never play Minecraft again. But anyway, why don't we move on to this next one here? This is from Max YYT, Kyle Brain, Zanman1, Maxwell709, Gimpy09870, and a bunch of others. Apparently.
And it says.
He has many friends.
Yep. And what this is we got this on our forums. We were filming a video recently, and we went to the Shaftlands and went off to the middle of nowhere and built a set to make part of a TV-ectomy that's coming up. And so all these people found the stage that we built. And we're like, we found your secret lair!
Yeah, it's a weird set.
I see.
But yeah, out in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
And we were joking that somebody might find it, but yeah, they definitely did.
So yeah, so they all had to take a picture in front of the stage that we built.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It is. So I think it's kind of funny that we leave like these little nuggets of videos behind on our server. Like you can go and see where we did the Klux.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Stage.
Yeah,
you know,
convenience store.
Yeah, there's all kinds of little pieces on the Shaftlands of videos that we make.
Yeah, and that's pretty much where we're going to build all of our sets from now on. So you never know when you'll walk onto, you know, many things.
A really awesome or a really crappy set.
Yeah.
And or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it might be booby-trapped with TNT. Huh? Ooh. Why don't we booby-trap our
booty
own
traps.
Sets? Yeah? Booty trap?
Booty traps.
Booty trap?
That's what I said.
Booty trap. Booty trap. Booty trap!
Excavation station.
Excavation Station, sponsored by Netflix. Get y'all free subscription or free month to Netflix. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. I watched this excellent Nova documentary called Secrets of the Sun. I love it so much. We didn't know much about the sun until like 2 years ago when we sent a satellite up there to take high resolution images of different spectrums. Mm-hmm. So we could take infrared and heat signatures and all these different things of the sun's surface. And now we know how the sun works. I mean, that blew me away. And anyway, I was watching this documentary. It's called Secrets of the Sun. You got to check it out. Fully explains how the sun works. Super awesome. Super good. And that's my Netflix pick of the week. What you guys watch? Anything?
I have been watching, I'm still watching Black Books, because that's my sleepy time show.
Yeah.
And I really, really like it. And God, what else have I been watching? My son has started watching the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh.
From back in the
80s. With Lou in it? Yeah.
Yeah, with Captain Lou Albano.
He does a little rap intro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Swing your arms from side to side.
That's excellent.
Yes. So that's what I've been subjected to. My wife has picked up, what is it, The Finder?
Yeah.
That was the Bones spinoff, wasn't it? The Finder?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the main actors on there passed away. So yep. I don't know what they're going to do in the next season if he's going to be there.
Oh, was Dick Clark on that show?
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is sad that he was on there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was only on the New Year's Eve special. But So let's see. This first one here. Or actually, I guess you got to say netflix.com/deadworkersparty. And that does help us out. The first one here was submitted by SRJ26, who wants statue bases. This would be a block that would function as a base of a statue. When placed, you would enter a line of text, much like when placing a sign. If the text matches an existing player's skin, a two-block-tall statue will appear on the base with the pattern of the player's skin, but in grayscale, so it looks like a statue. If the name isn't found, it would default to a generic Steve skin, but again, done so it looks like a stone statue.
Hmm.
I kind of like it, but 2 blocks seems a little small.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have a statue, it should be a statue.
Like the,
it reminds me of that. Do you remember that mod? The angels.
Was there a weeping angels
mod? Turned around and they would just like start following you and trying to like kill you.
Oh, weeping angels.
It reminds me of that.
Oh wow,
the Doctor Who action.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I've never seen that mod. That sounds kind of neat.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of think they should be bigger statues, but not too big. You remember that map where everybody got on to create their maps, and it was a present for Mojang? That is too big. Those are gigantic, and they're just kind of like good luck putting one of those in your downtown, like in your, you know, central square, whatever it's called, you know, in your, but like, think about it like a city, like how big would a statue be? You know, if you had a little walkway and a little garden or something and a house or something, you could put it right in the center of your town. Like say, I don't know,
a statue
five,
of,
5 blocks high. Yeah. Maybe,
what,
maybe
what
eight
if it was,
at the most.
Dependent on what you made it, like there was a few different sizes. So you
So
blocks.
If you made a 2x2 base or a 3x3 base,
then it goes depending. Yeah,
like it.
Sure, I kind of like that.
I do too, Notch. Thanks. Right.
Thanks, Notch.
Do you like this, Ashley? What do you think?
She's being quiet.
Nodding head.
She's cheating on us with Bodil in Skype chat.
So you like that idea? Did you hear the idea? Here, let's read it back again to make sure. So this would be a block that would no, I'm just kidding. So the only other thing I would say with that is maybe also where you could put the name of a creature or a mob, and it would do that too. So you put Enderman,
pig,
Oh, that would be nice. Like garden, like features and stuff.
Yeah, like a horse. Maybe.
Of course.
Of course.
A horse.
I love when you click on a horse, they go, and they do their arms up like that. That's my favorite thing about a horse.
I haven't played 1-6 yet.
Oh,
I'll be honest.
It's so funny.
Not?
I haven't, and I want to play with horses. I've just been, everything we've been doing has been like online and maps and things that I can't go to 1-6 yet for.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm trying to put Shaftlands on 1-6, but we got to wait for like Log Block to get push to 1-6 and that's why I'm trying to, and people keep asking for different mods on the Shaftlands, but I'm like, this is the issue, right? When the next version comes out, I don't want to wait 3 months to change it over to the new version. I want to do it as soon as possible. So if we can keep it as mod light as possible, then that's,
and it's easier
as soon as we can do it. I also want to maybe trade out some of the mods for ones that are updated faster. So if one, like Lockette, we used to lock chest. If there's another one that does the same thing, but they update right away, then we're going to move to that. Things like that.
Good plan.
Love it.
Okay, this next one here is submitted by Play Sport Marine, who wants witch trials. Occasionally, villagers will have a witch on trial or being hung on the gallows. This would add to small courthouses and jail cells. Occasionally occupied by witches and or other mobs awaiting trial or the gallows.
I like the idea, but I don't think it'll work because you don't really see a village that often.
Yeah.
And if it was just to randomly happen, like when the player's not near, then I don't think it would work.
Would the witch go around and slaughter all the villagers? You know, like, I mean, villagers have enough trouble staying alive. They don't need witches, too.
Mm.
Maybe it only needs to happen if there's a player within X amount of blocks.
I don't know.
I never see witches anyway.
Like,
yeah, they're always off doing errands. That's right. We discussed
turning
that previously.
Turning people into toads.
Yep.
Yeah.
So our next one was submitted by Atmos Kirby, and it's balloon boots. I think it would be cool if you could surround any type of boots with leather on the crafting table, and that would turn into boots that allow you to float, not walk, but float on water. So basically they would be like boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
Worst idea ever.
He's mad.
Yeah, he's mad, bro.
He mad.
Yeah.
Balloon boots.
Yeah,
balloon
no.
boots.
No, I think this is
it's kind of weird.
Balloons.
Like just floating over water.
With balloons on them.
I mean, I don't really see the point. I mean, take a boat or swim. There's no need to be floating over water. You know?
No, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
This is a dumb idea. You have failed, Atmos Kirby. You have failed.
Like, this would be worse than actually using a boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're easy to craft or something.
Like,
maybe
the boat's pretty difficult?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can just knock a tree down and build a boat. You don't really
what do
need
you do to make...
And, you know...
Well, with boats, leather, so you just kill cows. Is. And I don't know if you've ever had a leather balloon. But they don't work well at holding in air.
They do at keeping you afloat.
Like, would you
air
need
bladders,
to...
air bladders are good for keeping you afloat.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would go that far.
Yeah.
Making a bladder that would help you float, because otherwise you sink like a rock whenever you get in water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So this, at least you wouldn't sink. That I could go for.
How about like the little floaties you put over your
arms? That'd be awesome. Leather.
Yeah.
Leather floaties.
And they're bright orange.
That would be awesome and funny and I think fit within the game perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maybe if you do like a full circle of leather, it would make like a little like horsey float that you could put around you, like a little inner tube with a horsey head.
So you just kind of
float in the water. Wouldn't that be better than a boat? Like, turn the boats into those.
It's like a Wind Waker boat, you know, with the face in the front. I like that. Okay, so...
Well, I just meant like a little toy, like... You know,
a tiny little, like a float
toy. A little inner tube with like a little dinosaur head.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
Be fun. Like, yeah. I'm better than a boat, I think. Like, it does the same thing as a boat. Works about the same. That's your one person. Yeah. Now, if you make boats, everybody can get in. Party boat.
Party boat.
Woo! Party boat.
Party barge.
Party boat.
Love it.
Yeah, don't call it a floater. That's something else down here in the South.
Yeah, floater.
You get out of the pool when you see a floater.
It's a bright orange floaties notch.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so this next one here was submitted by Hydrax, who wants hydraction bar.
See what you did there?
This should be a hydration bar above the hunger bar, and you have to drink water to keep it full, or you start losing health, because that's just what
we need. No, I have trouble finding food as it is.
Yeah.
Let alone having to create something that you can actually hold water in.
Well, now you could make boots that have balloons around them to hold your water.
So you would just like...
You just pop your balloon and suck it out.
Pick up your shoes and just like make a hole and just drink out of them.
Yeah, yeah, put a straw in it, maybe. You do a crazy straw. Have a little fun with it, you know? It's crazy. Crazy straws are crazy.
So apparently this is where we need to tell people about where to go to submit good ideas. Cause, right? Go to our website. There's a submit button there. Please.
Yep.
Give it to Devin.com. Give us good.
Give us your good ideas. Not your bladder ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, if it's amazing,
like
it might sound something
this. Huh? If it's amazing, just like the idea that Ashley Marie is going to tell us about. What's your idea?
Oh, yes.
What would you like to see in Minecraft if you had your druthers?
Druthers.
This is called being put on the spot.
Karaoke Minecraft.
Do what?
Karaoke Minecraft.
Oh, karaoke?
Mm-hmm.
I love karaoke. How would you work it into the game?
I have no clue.
Maybe like certain records, like somehow, I don't know. I like the idea.
It's funny, villagers doing like karaoke, just like they'll have like a karaoke night and just be like crowded in one place. And they're taking turns, go to this den and just like sing karaoke.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So Shadow25X15 says add mic support. So that would be step one. So so that could open up in-game voice chat as well as karaoke.
They could get themselves some Heil Finns.
There you go.
Mics.
Heil Finn mics. The ones we use right now. Yeah. I'm down
and
for that.
And then you have like a little TV screen where you could read the lyrics off in game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then instead of looking at the audience, you're always like looking over at the TV screen.
That would be so much to do though. That would be so much.
Well, that's okay. That's what we like.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
At Dance
ideas.
Dance Revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a Kinect in there so people can see you. Do some motion capture to your character. So you can dance and sing. Love it.
And then put on some of those goggles.
Some Oculus.
Yeah, Oculus.
Yeah, and that thing where you get in it and run around. Have you seen that one? The new virtual reality one? I forgot what it's called. It's on Kickstarter, but anyway. That's cool. Augmented reality. Excellent stuff. Speaking of amazing things... Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my god. It's so intense.
It's very intense.
It switches over to Wes, just like munching away. So,
what's Skittles amazing? Are delicious.
Skillicious. So what's amazing this week? The first thing here, this is a great one. This is 500 Chunks. This is Element Animation, creator of An Egg's Guide to Minecraft, created this delightful parody of the Proclaimers' 500 Miles with a great music video featuring IHaz Cupquake and Seth Bling. Seth is on the guitar and IHaz Cupquake is on drums. The whole thing is great. I love the lyrics, the harmonizing, the animation. I mean, everything about it is really good. Of course, they picked... one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just, it's great all around. Really excellent. It was very unexpected, too, with just so many parodies doing kind of top 40 dance hits. This one hits on something that, you know, I listened to in high school, you know, and it's like really cool. I was really impressed with the
whole
thing.
It's a video for old people.
It is. It's a video for old people. It's really, really, really well done.
So next we have a mod. This is Morpheus Zero's mods, and it does require Forge. Morpheus Zero has put together three great mods to improve your single-player experience. First off is Creepers No Creeping. Swiper No Swiping. Creepers No Creeping. It gives creepers a walking sound, a fear of water, and snow golems, and they'll set fire in daylight.
Mm.
So creepers don't just kind of linger and then go away. They actually burn up in the sunlight. Good. You hear them walking up on you, and they're afraid of water.
That's interesting.
So conceivably, you could like put your house on an island and never have to worry about anything.
I think
ever.
That will ruin the fun of creepers, though.
It's true. I agree with you.
It kind of nerfs creepers.
I like the fact that they're really sneaky, and I also like the fact like they're like in daylight. Because I don't know, it's just you don't really have many like monsters in the daylight, and creepers are the only one that are in the can go out in the daylight. So
right,
yep. And yeah. Plus, I mean, like that first time that you get blown up by a creeper, like the first time you turn around and see one standing right there, and you're like, ah, that's like the scariest thing in the game.
Yeah.
Other than that weird Enderman sound.
Enderman can be.
But
creepy.
But yeah, no, don't make them make noise. That's stupid. I'm like being mean today. It's because Brent sang that song before the show, saying I was mean.
Oh yeah.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I like the idea though. It's good. Like it'll be interesting to see if some of them were incorporated, like the Afraid of Snow Golems.
Yeah.
Possibly.
But I mean...
Snow golems.
But I mean, like, okay, so they're afraid of water. All I gotta do is anywhere I'm doing any mining, I just make sure there's a channel of water next to me.
Yeah, pour a little water on the floor.
You know, it's like, homies. Oh, go away. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, water and ocelots don't have anything in common.
Oh, yeah. They're still afraid of ocelots, aren't they?
Yep. So next we have in this mod pack, Bats Drop Leather. And
self-explanatory.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Bats drop leather.
Hmm. Are they made of leather?
Their wings are kind of leathery.
Oh.
I think it shouldn't be called leather. I think it should have the leather quality, but it should be called something else.
I agree.
Leather.
I agree because you know those dudes that hang out in the desert for a long time and their skin gets all leathery.
Deserters.
I wouldn't say I could skin their face and make a leather. Ball or like a leather jacket out of it.
Wild Bill would disagree with
actually,
you on that
one. Yeah, you could.
I mean, I wouldn't call it leather.
Wasn't that
his
name?
Okay, I guess you could. Leatherface?
Yeah.
Oh, Leatherface
exactly.
I'm corrected. Let's call it leather.
So the last one is called Horse Accessories, and it provides easy recipes for crafting saddles and armor, and also makes horses spawn in more biomes. So you'll need the Morphcore mod to take use of these, and it's available on the Minecraft forums. And all of this information will be available in the show notes.
Show notes.
More horses. I'm down for that.
And lastly, we've got Ruins of the Dead, and this is an old one, but it's been updated for 1.6.2. iCryptic's challenge map puts you up against 16 successive waves of zombies before entering the zombie lair. You'll get a chance to upgrade your stuff, find new weapons and armors, and even find hidden areas.
Ooh.
Ruins of the
Dead.
Sounds
interesting.
I know. I like it. We should do it.
Uh-huh. Ruins of the Dead.
Wow, looks like a lot of
dun dun dun.
Ant Venom did it, and Sea Nanners.
Apparently,
wow,
Geico
a lot of people
did too.
Yeah. Well, now keep in mind, it's old. It's an old map, but it's been updated for 1.6.2.
Okay, that's cool.
So, yeah, there you have it.
5.0 version 5. You know, the map we're doing, the Star Wars Rise of the Rebellion, it's version 11.5.
I know.
It's like pretty rock solid.
Yeah.
I think all the bugs are out of that.
Echo!
Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything. I wonder why she's not ringing the doorbell. All right, come in!
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, it's you.
Yeah.
Once again.
Just in time. Something smells like a wet dog in here. Can you find what it is and clean it?
I have mint spray for your pillow.
Okay.
We need it for Wes's shirt. His awesome shirt.
It's awesome, but I took it right out of the package. I liked it so much, and I put it on, and then I got here, and I'm like, my shirt smells like dog. So,
that's so weird.
Yeah, whatever the chemicals they used in creating this shirt, I needed to wash them out first.
So something smells like up dog?
What's up, dog?
Nothing much, playa.
It's so weak.
That is terrible. Playa. That is terrible.
Anyway, you know what else is terrible?
What?
That if you're not have tickets to PlayOnCon, you're probably not going. But you can still go.
You can, and you can still get tickets. You can still get tickets to PlayOnCon, and you can go, and it's going to be fun. You can even get hotel rooms still. You just can't get the good deal.
Yeah.
You just need to sell yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Sell yourself.
But we've got lots of great stuff going on. We've got all kinds of great musical acts. We got
you can sell your leather to people.
Yes.
They can make little masks out of them.
We got some comedians coming over from Atlanta to host some improv comedy and stand up and do a comedy workshop. We've got The Extraordinary Contraptions, Sean Hagler, The Green Seed. All these great bands from the area are going to be performing. We've got we've got a guy, a hairdresser coming in. He's going to do a panel called Hair of Thrones on how to do medieval hair styles.
Hair of Thrones.
That's nice.
We have Notch going. Aren't you going, Notch?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess next year.
Did actually send an email to Lydia, and I said, Lydia, you know, since, you know, a lot of people can't always, we got a lot of Minecrafters coming. Do you want to do, like, have somebody from Mojang do, like, a Skype, you know, Q&A kind of thing, but I never heard back from her.
Oh, yeah.
She's probably busy getting ready for MineCon. But we got all kinds of great stuff going on. We got the outdoor schedule is going to be posted soon with all the canoeing and archery and all that kind of stuff. Because for those who don't know, PlayOnCon is the convention that I run, and it's a fandom convention with all the normal stuff, you know, music and games and parties. And but this year...
And Brent's. And Eric's.
Yep. And but this year we've got we're hosting it at a 4-H camp and convention center. So we've got all like the summer camp accoutrements, like canoeing and archery and like rock climbing walls and things like that. And we've got all the gaming. And we've got all the parties.
We've
got all the shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bitburner's Club Ravine.
Club Ravine is going to be going on. Yeah. We've got Bitburner's going to be spinning at Club Ravine.
Nice.
We have, oh man.
Let's put them on the spot, make them forget stuff, and people hate them for lying.
I know, it's true.
But that's okay.
We're going to do some Minecraft build competitions. We're going to do, Zach Paragon is going to be doing a motion graphics panel so you can make motion graphics for YouTube videos. Seth Bling is doing a redstone panel.
Oh, nice.
Let's see.
Probably the largest Shaft podcast ever.
Yeah.
It'll probably be in a record book with how many people that do Minecraft will be on it.
Yeah.
Right. All showing their expertise. Paz is going to do a panel about pausing and unpausing.
Nice.
Yep.
So
Minecraft is going to do their podcast there.
I hear it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
That's terrible. We've also got the Play On Con. We've also got the Play On Con Film Festival going on. Mm-hmm. We've got like 8 major movies. We've got Zach Cooper's epic speed run. We're going to be showing Minecraft: The Story of Mojang a couple of times.
Nice. Are we going to cheer when we get up on the screen?
Good.
Yes.
We have to introduce that one.
What? Yep. Introduce what?
The Minecraft.
Yep.
The Mojang, the story of Mojang.
Introduce it, like here it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Two Player Productions wanted us to. I think that was the contention. Like we had to do that for it to be there.
Yep. Okay.
It's gonna be fun though. Cool. So if you're in the Birmingham, Alabama area, all next week, you can go to playoncon.com and get specifics about it, and you can come to the convention, meet all these famous Minecrafters, and us.
And let's don't. Tin from the chat room wants to know any of the panels will be live streamed. Did you get a good lay of the internets while you were there?
The internet there is not bad. We're worried. We're worried about the outstream. We're a little bit worried about it.
Okay. We've outstream. Got, oh yeah, bandwidth.
Yeah, because it is a camp in the middle of the woods, you know, and they've got internet and they've got some really good facilities there, but
satellite.
we got 56K for you guys.
but we are going to try to, there most likely will be some things streamed, and you will likely see lots of amazing video. There's a guy who does convention filming. He goes by Con Man, and he's actually going to come by, and he's going to be like filming for one of his for his pilot for his show, and it's going to be on Xfinity. So you'll be able to see video about Play On Con on Comcast On Demand.
Nice.
That's
so
cool.
And like Chris W2K5 says, there will be videos everywhere.
Yes.
So, and speaking of videos everywhere, Ashley, what are you have coming out people can look for? Where do they go to look for it?
Huh? What's
your YouTube? What's your YouTube's channel?
Ashley Marie Gaming with 2 E's at the end of Marie, because I'm too pro to not just have Ashley Marie.
And your Twitters?
Oh, God.
It's Ashley
Marie with 3 E's and then 2 A's.
Yeah. That's unique.
And then your Twitch channel, how many extra vowels are in that one?
Wow, it's 2 E's and that's about it.
Nice.
And this will all be in the show notes.
Yes.
Yeah, so go check out her videos. Give her some love and some thumbs up. And favorite your favorite video of hers. And
tell her how wonderful her hair is.
Yes, excellent hair. Awesome hair. Well.
This has been special?
It has been special.
It has been special.
Very, very special.
Absolutely. And I cannot wait to see each and every one of you who are going to Play On Con.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. I might see some of you. As I'm going to be running around like a crazy person trying to run everything.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
I won't be there. So
you should come. You should come, I swear. I'm sure you can get a plane ticket that is in like 4 days for nothing.
You could swim. You could get some of those floaties for your feet. And you just float over the ocean. I hear those really exist.
So thank you for joining us. You have been a delight. And thank you, everyone else, for watching. And we will see you in a week or so.
Yes.
Yeah. Just a few days. A few days away. And check out this episode on YouTube. YouTube.com/DevWorkersOn.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. Next to the breast, the shaft's the best.